Welcome. It's done the paper. There was one point I mentioned that you may pick up on as well.
Yes, yes. Quite passionate for affordable housing.
Okay, so we've got your paper, people see it. Any comments you want to make over there?
Only that my report obviously falls in with the succinct style. It was referred to by Councillor Dave earlier. And
read it.
I was welcome to hear that debate actually in terms of the level of content that the board would require in future. So that was really useful for us to pick up.
Okay.
I think the risk I've got is actually that what we do in the generation, we could actually vote as long as report in terms of Carol's comments on adult social care. But I think briefly, I think just to flag along the activity that we've been undertaking, I wanted to flag the publication of the draft regeneration strategy for consultation. We didn't have the link available where this report was produced, but we're circling that with the notice of the meeting. It's a really important milestone really for the programme, having taken on board all of the aspirations and data connected to the island, setting out now the priorities for the regeneration for the coming years, and clearly the relationship to the health and wellbeing strategy is absolutely fundamental from our perspective. So I really appreciate, as I think it's programmed, an opportunity to share the strategy in depth with the board and gain some commentary on it. But obviously, all board members, particularly all those of islanders, would individual contributions would be welcome to the board, and there is an active survey monkey facility for that, which will be available within minutes. Just to flag up the key points really, those two points on the environment conference and the economic development plan, they focus clearly on the living well part of the health and wellbeing strategy. And as our colleague alluded to earlier, in the draft regeneration strategy, there's a specific focus on housing and the evidence needs we have for the delivery of housing on the island wide, the levels of our homelessness waiting list, the efforts like a mismatch between affordability and average wage levels. All of this data is drawn up in the strategy. And our focus into our property department is to focus on where our land assets can actually be going to this year and actually moving forward potential. So the council is now actively considering what its position is in terms of actually the development of the first land support to address the affordable housing challenge. And planning policies, you may remember, already has a requirement for 35% planning development, and obviously that provides the contribution we need potentially to take a lead on meeting housing need. There is one point, as I've been given the opportunity here, that I'd just like to update on the area of regeneration priority project development. Part of the reshaping of the regeneration programme is to understand the island in a more sophisticated way. The island is quite different across the piece. Local communities have been identifying their local priorities, and I think this would just noting for the minutes really, that we're working in three areas across the island where communities, as part of their top three priorities, have identified access to GP services as being a major issue. And I'm aware the board is obviously dealing with that as a strategic matter, and so our colleagues in CHC have it as a high priority in terms of increasing and recruiting more GPs. But what's coming from the communities are some very useful, helpful suggestions as to how the community can actually support the workload of GPs by increasing the usage of online diagnosis type or pre-diagnosis type facilities. There's a community project in Freshwater where there's been encouraging people to register online with GPs, and that is also anxious now to encourage the use of the online diagnostic process. Their other suggestion, which is slightly more controversial, which I'd just like to put before the board, is that they strongly feel that there should be a policy of charging for people missing their appointments at a GP, so that the incentive is placed there to stop that, you know, that long list of waiting for an appointment. So they've asked us to check out what the legality is and practices to be able to do that. So I just thought I'd flag that one. And then finally, just the risk that was put in the update report on the One Public Estate Programme. Unfortunately, that risk is coming to pass. because of the trust financial position, don't have a contribution to take in the policy of the county then to its next stage in the project development process. So the council now is having to consider how it can find those resources to take the project to its necessary next step in its business case. I'll stop there. I'll take more time than anyone else.
Charging and missing your deep. It's a bit like dentists, actually. Controversial.
They might be ill.
They might be ill, might have been thinking of free at the point of delivery or sorts. But I mean, to be honest, it shows people are thinking about the wastage that happens when those people that are banned on a good reason just don't do it, and we have to be open for I like that. So we will know that in a minute. A couple of things I was going to say, I think for the panel, to the board member, we are currently reviewing our island plan and the range of bodies that I've been speaking to are all raising issues that they feel that review should take into account. So again, if you think about health and wellbeing, some of the issues that we need to think about as we have a strategy that's going to influence design of estates, housing, roads, etc. If there are views, I'm thinking maybe community safety, for example. If you've got any thoughts, however bizarre they might be, I would encourage you to feed them into, say, Chris's end, but through to the review, because it comes out in October for a consultation. And if we don't do it now, we'll miss the opportunity. So I think, although you think it's about building houses alone, it's much broader. I'll highlight that one. Chris, do you want something on that point?
No, just wanted to flag on the report, but our intention is to apply high health impact assessments to all the major developments. So the way we will then to take account of those issues as we bring them forward to planning.
That's really good. And it's interesting, even last night I was at the Royal Society of Arts or something, and they were quite interested. Something I can't get the name right. Although we have made an investment of £50,000 on the island for starting a new board, John Beardley's stuff. But they were very interested in your regeneration. And what it surprised me was, I was thinking, I'm now looking at some people we yet haven't heard about what's going on, and you think you've done the work you've done, Chris, which is quite extensive. There were one or two people there who were quite really interested in what's going on, so I think the more we communicate how that is happening and what's on offer is good for the island mentality, in the sense that they understand there's a lot of really good initiatives coming forward. Okay, anything else you want to mention? No? Are we happy to know that? Then we've got the place report.